Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
It's been reported that OnlyFans, the social media platform which allows users upload sexually explicit images and videos to paying subscribers, will limit certain content after pressure from business partners. Reportedly, the company will continue to allow posts containing nudity, but some content containing sexually explicit conduct will be limited, with the site instead moving to more mainstream content. To some, this is an attack on the ability of users to make a living and may lead to less safe work, while other campaigners say this is a step in the right direction and will better limit illegal content. Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us. Brian, how did this story emerge?
Yes, good evening, Cormac. Many media outlets yesterday reported this story, and the headlines were pretty stark, saying that OnlyFans would essentially be banning pornography. The website, which, as you said, allows creators upload sexually explicit content, and then it charges users to subscribe to pages. So it's a hugely popular social media site. It expects to make over 1 billion in net revenue this year, and of their users, some 16,000 would earn over $50,000 per year from the site, with many more obviously earning smaller amounts. So there is a potential issue now with outside investors and payment processor companies, such as Visa companies, for example, who are seeking greater transparency and enforcement around illegal or exploitative material which may find its way onto the platform, and also contents, for example, like public nudity, and how that might tie in with laws in different countries. So some are suggesting that the site may try to move into more mainstream content as a way to attract outside investors.
And there will be some people who say that this kind of platform is a negative offering and will welcome moves, I suppose, to limit the nature of the material, Brian.
That's absolutely correct. There are essentially two sides to this debate, if you like. On the one hand, it does allow for a greater control that performers have over their content and their audience. So OnlyFans keep a commission. But when, for example, if you compare it to traditional pornography work, it is potentially far more lucrative. And as you said, some people will believe moving to restrict more explicit content is a positive and helps to disband negative stereotypes. Now, the pandemic has seen a huge growth in site numbers. Increasingly, for example, sex workers are using it as a means of replacing lost income. Let's begin, Cormac, with Kate McGrew, a sex worker and activist. And she spoke to me about how persons in the industry she knows have been able to supplement income through OnlyFans in the last year or two.
Selling content online has been a lifeline for people during the pandemic, not only for sex workers to be able to avoid in-person work, but for other people who couldn't work to be doing sex work for the first time. We saw that. I think we can reasonably expect that for a lot of these people that were doing sex work for the first time during the pandemic, they'll be moving to in-person work now, whether or not they had intended that originally.
To people who make the argument that this type of content adds to a type of negative stereotyping of women and men, what do you say to that?
I mean, I think we know that these restrictions are based in a sort of moral conversation about what is good or respectable sex. But because this is really an anti-sex panic, I think we need to realize that it's taking away the agency of mostly women to be able to do with their body as they choose. Also, importantly, this is a space where people can pretty much be their own boss. You know, this was a way for people to make decisions for themselves about how they want to represent themselves. They can create their own brand. They can decide when and how to work. And that's all being taken away from us.
It does suggest on one level that there is somewhat of an uncomfortableness there with some major corporations around this type of product.
That's true. And it's not to say that that we love OnlyFans. You know, it's challenging working with any kind of third party, but we're left with very few options. But like many other of these platforms, sex workers made it the booming business that it is today.
And that is Kate McGrew, a sex worker and an activist, speaking to you there, Brian. You've also been speaking to some Irish people who make significant money from OnlyFans.
I mean, the earning potential for some of the top creators and performers is very significant. It's mainly women making the big money, although there are male accounts also. I spoke to one Irish woman, Niamh O'Connor, who goes by the name Nevo. She's aged just 24. She's hugely successful, has made quite a lot of money from the platform. Now, she's not convinced the company will any great way limit their content, and she feels perhaps this may be more a marketing ploy than a significant change of corporate direction. She spoke to me.
I've honestly had nothing but positive dealings with the site. I own two properties now, and hopefully three. I want to buy one next year, but in Ireland, so we'll see.
Okay. So tell me about the changes. This must have come as a bit of a surprise to you. And what does it mean for you and for people you know?
Okay, so obviously I'm not OnlyFans, so I can't say anything. But when I seen it, obviously my heart dropped. I was like, oh my God. So I just directly emailed OnlyFans and said, like, what's going on? And they emailed me back saying, we are not removing sexually explicit content. It's really confusing. And it seems like it's like spiraled and spiraled and spiraled. So I think it's a marketing tactic.
And it's very lucrative for OnlyFans, obviously. So what kind of yeah. do they take, Eve? Is it 20% I read?
20%, yeah. And it's huge. Like if you look at like me, for example, like my gross and my net, like it would make you choke to see how much they are making off creators. They're making five figures monthly from the top creators, which is a lot of people. Like there's a lot of top creators. So
is the attraction with it, if you like, that you have control in a way that perhaps previously in the sex industry, people didn't have control?
Yeah, obviously, I'm not going to lie. There is an attraction there. You see the money and you say, oh my God, I want that. And like anybody who denies that is crazy. A lot of people still wouldn't do it. The people that are doing it are people that would have always had an interest in working in the sex industry. In the sex industry, women have never been the ones that are in control or on top or gaining from it. It's always been a male-dominated industry, even though females are the main performers, per se. The industry has always been male-dominated. And I think for the first time, it's now becoming a female-dominated industry. And I think that scares people a little bit.
And that is Niamh O'Connor, who uses OnlyFans. I'm wondering, though, Brian, with the internet, the nature of the internet, how much control anyone can have over their own material.
Well, we remember some time ago there was a large leak of creators and performers content, and it is an issue. Obviously, it's an issue in terms of copyright and illegal use of images and videos. Niamh, for example, was telling me, Cormac, she pays a company who essentially trawl the internet for her, and they remove any images or videos of her that have been stolen.
Okay, so what has the company OnlyFans been saying then?
Well, basically, they've given statements confirming that yes, there'll be changes, and they need to evolve their content guidelines. And this is because of pressure from payment processor companies, as I said, and to be fair, they've come under scrutiny from US legislators. So they are likely to tighten up, for example, their age verification processes. They say they'll release more detail in the coming days and weeks. But I suppose this whole issue does spark an interesting debate about the extent to which the corporate financial world and outside investors are accepting of companies like this, and what it tells us perhaps about societal attitudes towards sex and sex workers. I spoke to Dr. Caroline West, who's a sex educator, and she's host of the Glowist podcast, about this and then about the wider debate about online sex work.
I think this is part of a bigger approach to sex on the internet. So it's a huge concern, you know, from those financial perspectives as well. But it also really, you know, contributes to people who are in sex work and use, you know, platforms like OnlyFans to get themselves out of poverty or to control their lives or anything like that. And so if you're removing those circumstances from them, you may be making their circumstance even worse and maybe more at risk, or perhaps they might go back to street sex. Sex work, or you know, sex work that involves pimps and exploitation.
And what do you say to people who will say this type of content adds to a further negative stereotyping of women and men?
There's so many different ways and approaches to it. I would be more on the side of, you know, the reality side of things, that we can have as much ideology as we want about things like sex work. And there are people who are morally opposed and people who engage in it for many, many different reasons. But my approach is, people are going to engage in it. How can we make it as possibly as safe as possible for those people?
It's quite interesting, isn't it? Because on one level, it may suggest that certain aspects of the corporate world are not quite ready to embrace sexually explicit material like this.
Yeah, and which is very hypocritical in some levels, because the corporate world sells, you know, guns and, you know, is involved in all sorts of morally reprehensible activities. But pornography and sex work has driven the internet essentially and built these platforms, and sex sells, and, you know, people who make it create these kinds of technologies in order to sell their product. And that's what's happened in OnlyFans. Like, sex workers have really built that platform and expanded it and made it what it is.
Well, some interesting points here by Dr. Caroline West there. I suspect there is more to come on this story. But Brian O'Connell, for the moment, thank you very much indeed.